nu mai funcționează, da? Când vin nici nu dar prima dată, că nu mă aduc și te-a
răspuns. In these rules, it is said that there are about 2 or 3 billion Buddhists, and among them, if examined well, as to really screen, to do the screening to see how many among these 2 or 3 billion Tibetans are the genuine Buddhist who have who is actually well exposed to the Buddha Dharma teachings. Again, we see that it's very limited, it's very narrow. And then, even among those that category who are addressed or who are actually categorized as a genuine Buddhist, so if we examine well, so we see that they assume the air of spirituality or the practicing the spiritual path when they are in the when they are well facilitated or in a very conducive factor, and whereas when they encounter difficulties, then they just lose the assumption of themselves to be a genuine practitioner. They just expose their ordinariness, the aspect of the ordinariness, to the worst. So it says these qualities as having faith in the three different teachings of the Buddha and not assuming or not possessing wrong views, they really form the basis, very important kind of factors for someone to be genuine Buddhist. It is because of these reasons that the Buddha Shakyamuni, he gave various analogies in the various teachings. And then if you can really reflect on how genuine, authoritative the Buddha Shakyamuni is, how reliable he is, and then believing or putting trust in his teachings where he gave a whole lot of analogies to prove that this human, the precious human birth is something rare to obtain. So there then you will, there's the possibility of gaining a kind of conviction that indeed this human birth is something very precious and very rare to obtain. And then how to obtain this precious human birth? So that is basically by way of observing the 10 virtuous actions. And then this observance of the 10 virtuous actions and incorporating one's insight into the deep concepts of the Buddhist trends, and then on top of that you associate that with the very undefiled or pure prayers to obtain precious human birth. So whatever merits or the virtuous actions that you've accumulated, if you're able to dedicate these towards obtaining a precious human birth, then all these factors together will definitely then lead you towards a favorable birth. So as such, it is very crucial to reflect on how rare this human birth is in terms of the number, in terms of the analogies, and in terms of the causes. Thinking about them as difficult to find, to side completely with unwholesome deeds is the entrance to bad states of birth. The virtues within your mental stream will be stolen by the thief of anger. Consider what kind of being you will become if you relax in this way, neither purifying your past negative deeds nor restraining them in the future. Since the attainment of happiness depends on the practice of Dharma, that is what you should do. Since you have a spiritual teacher, leisure and opportunity, you are able to practice the Dharma. If you do not practice it now, leisure and opportunity will be difficult to obtain in the future, since we cannot book a time of death practice today. So, to obtain something virtuous, a pleasant experiences, so it is by way, so the appropriate course would be by embracing spiritual practice and engaging in virtuous deeds. It is never the case that the things or the various experiences are produced causelessly. So, for example, if you obtain a job worth respect, and then also if you have quite a good amount of good in terms of finance, and then you have good relatives and friends, so then you see that having all these factors gathered, you feel a sense of confidence and security, and this sense of confidence and security and leisure, so it is impossible to have obtained simply without having these factors gathered. So similarly, the pleasurable experiences, it is not something that is produced causelessly, but they are to be produced by way of the appropriate positive courses. So for example, if you in a very cold place, you just go outside in sunshine, and then you see that, oh, you feel very happy, a pleasurable sensation. So there, although the immediate cause is the sunshine, but deep down there is underlying cause, which is very much hidden to our perspective. So this pleasurable experience that you obtain through exposure to sunshine is not because it's not produced causelessly or not by way of fluke or accident. If that is the case, then it entails that every kind of experience has to be produced by way of causelessly or by way of fluke or by accident. But this is rather very absurd or untenable. And because that everything that we can see around that is dependent on a specific cause, so the cause again should be something very concordant to the result. Not that any cause can be a cause to any result. So whatever it may be, whatever thing, event it may be, yourself or the environment and the sun upon which you and the environment depends upon. So we see that all these things go about transformation or momentary transformation. So we see that these transformations have to be taken about by way of dependence on specific causes. And this transformation in terms of the environment and the beings which inhibit the environment, they have been undergoing transformation since many, many countless numbers of aeons.